Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Roughly 20 million Americans are in the path of a widespread heavy rains and flash flood event across the mid-Mississippi Valley and Ohio Valley through tonight. The storm stretches from the Rio Grande River in Texas to South Pennsylvania. South of this front will be a severe weather threat from the southern plains, the mid-south, and the lower Mississippi Valley to the Ohio Valley. Out west, chilly temperatures and heavy mountain snowfall will continue into the weekend. President Biden's demand that federal employees get vaccinated against COVID-19 was blocked by a federal appeals court.
The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans rejected arguments that Biden, as the nation's chief executive, has the same authority as the CEO of a private corporation to require that employees be vaccinated. The ruling from the full appeals court reversed an earlier ruling by a 3-judge 5th Circuit panel that had upheld the vaccination requirement. The ruling upholds a preliminary injunction blocking the mandate issued by a federal judge in January 2022. I'm Skip Kelly.
A 3-day strike by workers in the Los Angeles Unified School District ended yesterday, but it's not clear if any progress was made in the nation's second largest school system. Teachers joined the picket line Tuesday, shutting down instruction and forcing roughly 500,000 kids to stay at home. TikTok CEO Shouzi Chu testified at a congressional hearing over concerns about user data collection by the popular video sharing app and potential Chinese spying.
ByteDance is not owned or controlled by the Chinese government. It's a private company. 60% of the company is owned by global institutional investors. Now, TikTok itself is not available in mainland China. We're headquartered in Los Angeles and in Singapore, and we have 7,000 employees in the U.S. today.
Today is the International Day for Achievers. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's being reported the Manhattan, New York grand jury hearing evidence about former President Trump's non-disclosure agreement with Stormy Daniels won't take action this week. Grand jurors met yesterday, but to hear another matter unrelated to Trump. Ukrainian forces are getting ready to launch a counteroffensive as Russia's assault on the eastern city of Bakhmut is losing strength.
Ukraine's top ground forces commander said his troops will soon begin a counteroffensive after holding off Russia's brutal winter campaign. Meanwhile, President Volodymyr Zelensky is warning that the war could drag on for years without a faster supply of weapons. In a video address to EU leaders, Zelensky again called for long-range missiles, ammunition, and modern fighter jets. He also prodded the West to impose more sanctions on Russia. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A bill that limits gender-affirming treatment care for minors is set to become law in Georgia.
Republican Governor Brian Kemp signed the bill Thursday, saying it would ensure we protect the health and well-being of Georgia's children. SB 140 outlaws licensed medical professionals from providing patients under the age of 18 with hormone therapy or surgery related to gender transition. I'm Skip Kelly.
The Pentagon is reporting the United States carried out airstrikes against Iranian-backed militias militias in Syria last night after a drone struck a base used by U.S. personnel in the northeast part of the country. One contractor was killed. A handful of U.S. soldiers were wounded. March Madness continues with the Sweet 16 this afternoon. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, happy Friday to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour right now. I am Bill Martinez, and we've got the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Dr. Wilford Riley joins us now. Good morning. Will, how are you?
Doing pretty well. What about you?
Hey, I'm like you. I'm ready for normal. You know, Governor Sanders talked about the difference between normal and crazy, and I think people are just about, you know, just about punched themselves out with the craziness. I just kind of sense this. What are you sensing on the campus there?
Well, I think that, first of all, I think that's probably always been true, that people in a big, diverse democracy want things to kind of calm down, want stuff to make more sense. But yeah, the combination of a lot of the crazy stuff that's going on now. I mean, the Trump versus Alvin Bragg thing, mm-hmm. you know, overseas conflicts, racial tension with social media and these kind of tools that make everything available at your fingertips. So you can see every nutcase in the world from the privacy of your own house. Yeah, I think a lot of people are worried. A lot of people are tense and they kind of want things to make sense. They want, you know, eggs to go back under $4 a dozen. They want, you know, I think DeSantis will probably be the next president. They want a stable political leader who no one's trying to indict. Mm-hmm. Both Biden and Trump are having some issues there. Yeah, I think people want a chance to take a break.
Yeah, it's just, here we go at every turn. We had mentioned, I think, the last time we were on about this paradigm shift. Normally, you've got politics being downstream the culture, but there's been a flip here, and that is that it's culture now that is downstream politics. So we're reflecting more of the political atmosphere. I'm talking about we the people, as opposed the other way around. So it's politics seems to be dictating the mood of the culture. Are you seeing it the same way as I am?
Well, I think some of this, that's an interesting, almost philosophical point. But I mean, I think to the extent that's true, a lot of that's because in the sort of post-civil rights revolution era, politics often dictates what the culture can be. So, I mean, we're seeing this right now with quote-unquote trans rights.
Right.
Where if the Equality Act is passed, for example, I mean, that would add, sexual orientation and gender identity, quote-unquote, to the Civil Rights Act. So any discrimination against trans people then would be a violation of the law. Like the entire debate about whether you can compete in women's athletics as a man, as a biological male, would be over. So to some extent, and I don't think that's going to pass, we actually saw the International Women's Athletic Federation say that you have to be a woman to compete in any of their higher level events, which I obviously think is a good thing. But because we've given so much power to the government can now change the culture. And this is something that I don't think people recognize. Like, obviously, I'm for the Civil Rights Act, that kind of thing.
Right.
But prior to the very modern era, things like who you associated with, who you could marry. All of that was pretty much up to you, up to your church, up to your individual community. And now there are laws that regulate all of that. I mean, it's illegal to have a school targeted specifically at, say, middle-class black boys. It's illegal to have an all-women's organization. And now with the gay stuff, I don't know a more eloquent way to put that, you're starting to see an expansion of these laws. So culture, what you're allowed to do now often is determined by these D.C. politicians. And I don't think that's something that people expected 40 or 50 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, it's a little bit easier for them to get away with this because they are, in a sense, through, you know, as you say, the social media channels that seem to be controlled by government forces, that they're controlling the narrative, that we're not able to have just a free speech, free debate about these issues that we're dealing with. Because I would dare say, Will, that if we could, you know, talk about it freely and open, and this is what I love about having you on here, is that, we're dealing with, in some cases, delicate issues. Because I have people, you know, after you're on, they'll go, whoa. And I said, well, yeah, but, I mean, we've got to be able to, you know, converse about these things. Because as we process them, then we realize, hey, you know what, we're not so off normal as you would think. You know, we're probably getting to the right conclusion. We may come at it from a different angle, but our heart and our spirit and concern for one another seems to be consistent. I'd say for the majority of people, not everybody, but certainly for most people.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot there. So, first of all, when you talk about social media, one of the things that you mentioned in passing is that social media is very heavily controlled by the different governments, the different large corporations that are, to some extent, trying to manipulate people. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, right now there's an attempt, and it's a bipartisan attempt, actually, to ban TikTok, which is the second or third most popular social media app, because it turns mm-hmm. out that it's just Chinese government spyware. Like, if you're a semi-competent hacker, and we've had people at K-State and UK detect this in the software, but if you're a semi-competent hacker, you can actually go in there and find sort of the CCP backdoor. Like, there's a way for any Chinese agent, I'm not making this up or exaggerating it, to observe what everyone does on the app. And you'd be a fool to think that there aren't similar backdoors into Facebook and Twitter and so on for our government, the government of the United States. So that message, to a certain extent, is being manipulated and being controlled by very powerful people. And I don't know if I'm exactly answering the question you asked here, but we saw some of that with the quote-unquote Twitter files, which have now been mm-hmm. almost forgotten.
Exactly. You know, I think we are addressing this issue, and go back to TikTok. I mean, the CEO of TikTok was before Congress yesterday and, doing everything he can to defend this. But I think the general consensus and knowledge is that, the communist Chinese are all over this, regardless of what the CEO may indicate. And even though China's pitching a fit at the idea that we would, in a sense, deplatform, you know, TikTok and just eliminate it, you know, from our social media platforms altogether, unless they sell, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a no-brainer to get rid of TikTok. I mean, we deplatformed Parler. The argument was that it was too far to the right, and it was tied to January 6th. I mean, if we can, and it doesn't even have to be at the governmental level. I mean, if the Apple Store can take down Parler and say, okay, we've got the left and the right fighting in the streets, we're not going to contribute to this, you know, I think that's an absurd decision, obviously. But, I mean, if they can take, you know, Dan Bongino off the air, then I don't see any reason at all that you can't take down the CCP's spy platform. And, yeah, I saw the CEO of TikTok. My offhand guess would be that the CEO of TikTok is some type of Chinese agent. I mean, he himself is, you know, he's a well-known businessman that's done a lot of work in the East. He's of Singaporean descent, I believe, not that necessarily relevant. But it's kind of like the old line from the vampire movies, he knew who he served. Like, I don't think anyone's confused that the Chinese government right now is run by some bad boys. Like, so that to me was just a funny performance. Like, he played well with a thin hand. All of these platforms are controlled by governments, they're controlled by Fortune 500s, and there are a lot of characteristics they all share.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Wilfred Riley, the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, the author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. And we're going to talk about how to be an anti-racist. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Back. Bill Martinez here with Dr. Wilfred Riley, the professor of political science at Kentucky State University. So how bad have your brackets been broken as we head to the road to the Final Four? And, of course, a great buzzer-beating, heartbreaking game for UCLA. Gonzaga up and down. It's deja vu one more time again, huh?
Well, I saw that Gonzaga game. I always cheer for Gonzaga. I mean, they're a little, you know, Catholic school of, you know, 5,000 students. My ex-girlfriend, Robin Davis, went to Gonzaga. I mean, it's, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing them win the tournament. But
Yeah, of course.
On there. Mm-hmm. I went to the University of Illinois. So, like, almost all the teams I was cheering for were eliminated in, like, round two. So, yeah, I'm not winning any money.
Don't you love, I love this time of year. I think this is almost the best of sports. So there's something about March Madness and, you know, somewhat the innocence of pure athleticism and, you know, sport. I just am thrilled by March Madness every year. It just engages me, and you love these buzzer beating things, even if it's against your own team. I mean, I grew up on the West Coast, so you know, I was in love with John Wooden and UCLA and their incredible history. So I have an affinity for UCLA, but you know, hey, being a Catholic, we can appreciate when the Catholics win too. So it's all good.
No, and March Madness, yeah, when people say it's a pure version of sport, no, I mean, I'm sure the athletes, you know, party pretty hard on campus, and, you know, a lot of them are majoring in, you know, physical beingness and that kind of thing. But the basic idea that they're not, you know, billion-dollar coke-sniffing professionals giving speeches about racism. They're just kids who made the men's varsity team. Yeah, it's hard not to cheer for them. And this actually used to be a lot more common. I mean, you used to have the all-in high school tournaments in Illinois and Kentucky, where sort of every school, whether that was, you know, the sharpshooters from the suburbs, you know, the team from the inner city that might have some pro prospects, you know, the team from the small town that have been playing together their entire life, all of them would be thrown into one bracket, and you'd let them fight it out for about a month. And I think gradually that's kind of fallen away as you get into the more trophies era. So I think we have seven divisions now in Illinois. It's like 1A through 7A, where the school is located, how big it is, and so on. But March Madness very definitely keeps that vibe of anyone can win. And that's why it's, you know, annually one of it's the best rated sporting event after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of Catholics, we got to just sashay over just a little bit to Greta Thunberg. She gets an honorary doctorate from the Finnish University, a doctorate in theology of all things. I mean, gosh, that takes care of, you know, my degree. I worked hard for my theology degree, but she got one as an honorary doctorate. I'm still working on a doctorate, but you know, that's a whole nother story. I guess if I go over the top for climate, maybe I'll be a doctorate of something and get a PhD in something.
Well, at least you'll get a lot of honorary doctorates and awards. And, I mean, I do think that would happen if someone at your level or mine were to leave kind of the right or the center and say that they'd been convinced by, you know, that you'd have to phrase it as, like, the brilliance of contemporary civil rights positions or something like that. I mean, I think I'd start getting a lot more journalism awards and that kind of thing, for sure.
Yes.
But Greta Thunberg... She was given an honorary doctorate from one of Europe's most prestigious seminaries, and the whole thing is just bizarre. I mean, their argument was that, you know, I think nothing is closer to God than saving the world. She's mankind's champion against climate. To me, again, all of this, and I think we're going to talk about Ibram Kendi in a second, but all of this is sort of cultish. It's this...
Yeah.
This modern kind of soft social justice philosophy. Like, in reality... You know, climate has always changed. Climate's changed since the dawn of man. And humans, we now know, are affecting the climate. There may be people in the audience aren't too thrilled about this, but the world is going to be 2 degrees warmer in 120 years. The question is what we're going to do about that. So, like, I, for example, invest in companies that build things like seawalls, and their stock value is rising. And I'd recommend that to people. That's not professional investment advice. But there are all these companies, you know, cloud seeding, water desalinization, that actually are responding from kind of a business perspective to this 2 degree change in temperature. And then you have, like, the eco-freakos that are running around with signs and laying in the middle of the road pretending to be dead and so on. And I don't think that secondary campaign is going to have any impact on the climate whatsoever. Like, Greta Thunberg is a kid who decided she didn't want to go to school, which to me is the funniest protest of all time, because, like, the world was getting hotter and just became more and more and more famous. And it would be hard to think of a Greta Thunberg accomplishment, except maybe, you know, sunning Andrew Tate on Twitter.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, it's and the thing is, it's interesting that you have this university bestowing upon her an honorary doctorate for theology when the argument amongst most circles is that this is the big exchange. I mean, this is a religious formulation, the whole climate activation situation. I mean, you're now saying that God didn't know what he was doing. He's not in charge, and that it's humanoids that are, you know, destroying, you know, the planet that God created. That's pretty arrogant.
Yeah, I mean, well, interestingly enough, I don't think humans could destroy Earth, which would be kind of the blasphemous argument there. I think humans probably could destroy humankind. I mean, if we set up mm-hmm. enough of our sun bombs, we could certainly kill 50% of the human population. So it's to be hoped we don't do that. But mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people, my good buddy John McWhorter, probably best among them, if I were going to recommend one of these books in addition to my own Taboo. But he wrote an entire book called Woke Religion or Wokeism. Mm,
yes,
but
right.
His argument
yes,
is that all of this, yeah, all of this together is kind of a replacement for religion. So if you remember back into the mid 00s, you saw kind of the most sustained attack on monotheistic religion since, you know, the Goths sacked Rome. I mean, you had Richard Dawkins, what is it, God Delusion? You had Sam Harris, God is Dead, Christopher Hitchens, God is Not Great. All these, and a lot of these guys, I mean, wrote some really solid atheist arguments. A lot of them are probably wrong. I mean, we'll see.
Well, and by the way, I don't know if you saw, but Dawkins admitted that there are only two sexes, male and female.
Thing for a biologist to say. But the thing is, like, I'm not praising the new atheists here, actually. I'm saying that their argument was, well, if we get rid of religion, you know, Christianity, and by the way, they seemed to only target Christianity and Islam. They didn't have a lot to say about Hinduism and its small, the armed gods and so on. So it was a kind of an anti-Western movement. But their argument was, if we get rid of religion, then people won't believe crazy things. People will just without faith think logically. And in reality, what we've seen is that among the pool of people that used to be new atheists that kind of gave up on the older traditions, that's where you've got everything from social justice to the alt-right. People just picked other things to believe in. And a lot of this stuff, like the Kendi view of race relations or Greta Thunberg's view of the environment, which is literally like we're making Mother Earth angry. It's like Inca-level stuff. A lot of that is very interesting to map in religious terms. Like, I don't think that that comes from a place of, like, scientific reason.
Well, you know, and I would agree, because inherently we are wired, you know, with some, you know, some, I guess, some form of software. Some, you know, I want to say it in a way that... you know, because you got to be a little bit flexible with it, but some sort of religious wiring, you know, that we must honor something, and so we're kind of set up. So it's easy to borrow, you know, from Christianity, borrow from the Bible, which I think is quite interesting, because even, you know, look what happened with George Soros. I mean, they come up with their big manifesto and they have their own version of the Ten Commandments, right?
Well, yeah, I mean,
or that was Klaus Schwab, rather. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I mean, religion, this actually is almost anthropological, that people used to live in kind of small bands, and that's where the Garden of Eden story comes from, by the way, if you think of that as a metaphor. But people used to live in small hunting and gathering bands and that kind of thing, and everybody knew one another, and you didn't really need a complex pattern of laws. And when you started getting into larger societies, and this is where the Tower of Babel story comes from, and there are similar stories across all human cultures, you have to figure out how to get all these strange warriors to live together without killing one another.
Exactly. Well, we got to leave it there. And Dr. Riley, as always, we appreciate the time. You take care.
Zero emissions goals are driving automakers and consumers to accelerate the shift to electric vehicles, EV. But roadblocks still exist to allow for their transition. Recent data from the IBM Institute for Business Value found that 50% of surveyed customers are considering getting an EV in the next 3 years. However, only 13% of industry executives anticipate that their countries will be ready to support the EV fleet by 2030. Key factors such as public charge point availability, reliability, EV and energy costs, and network connectivity are impacting EV adoption. Moreover, none of the executives surveyed believed that standard cars will be sold after 2040. Jonathan Wright, Global Managing Partner, IBM Consulting.
Our survey shows that significant transition is going to happen by 2040. but it will require a sustainable power grid that can meet and exceed the expected demands. It'll take an ecosystem of companies across industries, governments, and other stakeholders for EV to really take hold. So, the time for action is absolutely now.
To learn more, visit ibm.com/sustainable-mobility. Sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. Roughly 20 million Americans are in the path of a widespread heavy rains and flash flood event across the mid-Mississippi Valley and Ohio Valley through tonight. The storm stretches from the Rio Grande River in Texas to South Pennsylvania. South of this front will be a severe weather threat from the Southern Plains, the Mid-South, and the lower Mississippi Valley to the Ohio Valley. Out west, chilly temperatures and heavy mountain snowfall will continue into the weekend. TikTok CEO Shouzi Chu testified at a congressional hearing over concerns about user data collection by the popular video sharing app and potential Chinese spying.
ByteDance is not owned or controlled by the Chinese government. 60% of the company is owned by global institutional investors. Now, TikTok itself is not available in mainland China. We're headquartered in Los Angeles and in Singapore.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. John Whitehead is with us. He is, of course, the author, founder, constitutional attorney, president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America. I'll tell you, if you've not read Battlefield America, I mean, this is, you know, John, in a lot of ways, Battlefield America is, you know, kind of an update. You know, you might even say a fitting sequel to 1984, all told in 1984. You say, hey, look, it's here.
It's like sci-fi with footnotes. So, but sci-fi is coming true in America. I mean, we're in the worst shape we've ever been. I mean, and we're moving toward this global government, which is going to be pretty tough, I think. Well, Americans, but most Americans are going to be completely, you know, not knowing what's going on because they're going to be staring at their screen devices and stuff like that. And I'm trying to tell people to wake up, get off of things like that, start doing your own research, and get involved in your local governments because we don't have much time left for freedom in this America.
Well, you know, as I've been traveling, as you know, I've been traveling, you know, across Florida. I'm in Georgia now, and I see, you know, the vast amount of land. And I thought, you know, I go, how can the government control all of this? I mean, this is such a mass amount. Yes, there's social media, there's other things to be done, but it seems like there could be a lot of places within this country that we could run to. Or am I oversimplifying this?
Oh, yeah, well, run to, but it's going to be very, very difficult today with surveillance. If you have any kind of you know, cell phone, anything that's connected to Wi-Fi or whatever, the government's going to be following you. We're in an omnipresent surveillance state. They see everything we're doing. I mean, some of the restaurants, national restaurants now are moving toward palm devices where they'll read the palm of your hand and take the money out of your bank account. That's moving. Panera Bread is now announced it's moving in that direction. With those kind of things, folks, when we have digital currency, that means that they know exactly what you're spending, where you're spending it, and if they decide what you're doing might be illegal, that's all it's got to be. With this asset forfeiture issue, which is popping up. I'm telling people, wake up and get knowledgeable in the situation. They're taking money away from people. All you got to do is be accused of something. And then the courts have actually said the government can take thousands of dollars from you if you're accused of a crime, go to your bank account, and then they keep it. The courts are letting them keep it.
Yes.
Which is amazing.
Wow. Yeah, you and I years ago talked about that young kid coming across country. I think his grandmother gave him, I don't know, what, $15,000 to go record or something, if I recall the story exactly. And you know, the feds got a hold of him, took his money, and, you know, left him with naught, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's amazing. There was a lady named Lisa Leonard not a couple years ago. The police took $201,000 in cash from her, which she was going to buy a house for her son, and she was driving across country. And believe it or not, they took all the money, they kept it. Here, the local police that split it with the Department of Justice. It's a big money-making adventure for these groups, the federal government, the local governments. $201,000 in the Supreme Court said, they upheld the theft on technicality. And they kept the money. So the thing is, once they take it, I mean, they're going to keep it. And the government, with all the IRS agents, 87,000 IRS agents, not many of them, that are loaded up with armory, hollow point bullets, and all that stuff that they have. I mean, they got the SWAT teams and stuff. I mean, we're in a situation. And here's the thing. We have a government that's $31 trillion in debt. They need money. And they're borrowing money from China and Japan and companies like that, but they need more money to keep operating, and they're going to do it. And they don't really care about our rights or anything like that. And as we've talked about
obviously
before, Bill, this government is run by the so-called deep state, which is basically a Princeton study showed 585 billionaires that run everything. They want money. That's all. They want our money.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Yeah, because they don't create anything, and they'll go ahead and steal it. I mean, and this is, I mean, to me, this seems like such a open and closed case where they steal $201,000 from this woman, and it's heard in the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court, you know, allows them to do this. I mean, this tells you how far down the road we are, John.
Really, and also we have, you know, the standing army now. We have police across America which have hollow point bullets. They have grenade launchers. They have MRAPs, which are tanks on tires. They can batter down your door now, and they're doing these knock and talk things where they go, police show up in the middle of the night at people's homes, and they've actually shot. They shot an old fellow on his home. They banged on his door, and he rushes toward the door with an umbrella. You know, something to defend himself because he thinks that robbers are coming in the middle of the night and they're shooting through the window.
Right.
We're seeing more and more of that kind of stuff going on across this country. And the crazy thing about it is, as you watch, sit and watch CNN and programs like that, they're not talking about any of this. They're not telling the people,
Of course not.
We got to fight back, folks, against this. They're not doing that.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the police state, right? This is what we are enduring. And these stories need to get out, John.
As I say, you know, the freedom dies screaming. Wake up, people. I mean, it's obvious. It's out there. But don't believe what you see on the mass media and stuff like that. James Madison, who wrote our Bill of Rights, was very, very clear when he said we ought to mistrust all those in power. That's why we have a Bill of Rights. And, I mean, we've had a lot of big figures in the past, liberals, left-wingers, right-wingers, who've said the same thing. John Lennon, right before he was killed, said we're run by the insane for insane reasons. And he says, I'm liable to get killed for saying this. Well, he did shortly thereafter.
Right.
But the point is that we're getting the wake-up call, folks. You need to wake up and get active in your local communities. The 10th Amendment says that local communities can nullify acts of the federal government. Well, let's start doing some of that. Get all these guns and stuff out of your area, I mean, with the police and stuff, and get rid of these red flag gun laws, which allow the police to show up at your door if someone says, oh, I think that Bill Martinez or John Whitehead or whoever is a little wacky, and they crash through your door and you end up getting killed. And what'd you do? Because some neighbor just turns you in. That's happening.
Exactly.
In the country.
Mm-hmm.
Call welfare.
John, Yeah, these asset forfeitures that are taking place. The police and the feds have got to be empowered because of the Supreme Court decision, and so now it's Katie, bar the door. How often is this happening? The asset forfeiture.
It's happening a lot. Just to give you an idea, the U.S. Justice Department since 2013's got over $2 billion in forfeited items. Okay,
wow.
And the local and state police across the country, over $3 billion in asset forfeiture money.
And that's not just, people who are mafia types or gang members or drug sellers. Average American citizens who are innocent, just living life like this woman, going to buy a new home, a home for her son, $201,000, and they take it with impunity.
Well, give you an example. Drug enforcement agents at Kentucky Airport took $11,000 in cash from a college student there. It was his entire life savings because the dogs... Police dogs did a sniff on his suitcase, and they said this might be marijuana. Come to find out, the sniff test was wrong. By the way, police dogs are only correct about 17% of the time. We've done studies on that. There have been actual
college studies. 17% of the time, that's it?
That's it, 17% of the time. We're getting fooled, folks. Quit getting fooled by telling people.
Yeah, well, because you can't question it, right? Because they are the authority, and this is the police state in which we live in, and we are being conditioned to comport and comply. If not, we'll be like the January 6th prisoners, right?
Yep, we already are. By the way, we're prisons in our homes. If you make the wrong mistake, they can come to your door. The SWAT team's over 80,000 annually in America.
Unbelievable. John Whitehead is with us, the author of Battlefield America, and we've got more from him after this. Stay with us. We're coming on 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Spring is in the air, and now's the time to spring forward with a delicious breakfast from Burger King. An all-natural Simply Orange Juice. Begin your day with a sausage, egg, and cheese quiz sandwich with sizzling sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant. Or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit on a warm buttermilk biscuit. And make it a meal. All Burger King breakfast sandwiches go great with crispy hash browns and pair perfectly with a Simply Orange Juice with no added sugar. Never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen. Simply Orange goes perfectly with breakfast at Burger King and is rich in vitamin C. And now through March 31st on the BK app, Royal Perks members get a free single croissant sandwich with any Simply Orange Juice purchase. Use code BREAKFAST to redeem. Get a jump on spring with breakfast at Burger King. Because you rule. At participating U.S. Burger King restaurants. Royal Perks account required. Restrictions apply. See offer terms for details. Not valid on delivery orders. Sponsored by Coca-Cola.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hey, we're talking with John Whitehead, the author of Battlefield America, the constitutional attorney, author, founder, and president of the Rutherford Institute. Well, I'll tell you, what a circus of politics we've got going on. Donald Trump kind of took a little bit of wind out of Alvin Bragg's sail by saying last week he was going to be indicted and be arrested. Of course, this has really drug out. The grand jury was supposed to meet yesterday. They decided not to deal with the Trump issue, postpone it. I think some of the stuff came out with Michael Cohen, John. I mean, this is all bizarre. And my thought, and you and I were talking about this, is, man, we got to be careful. I mean, what else is going on while we get distracted by, you know, all things Trump right now?
Yeah, and again, it's a big show, so I want to tell people, don't trust the shows. And again, every time I see something like this, I go, say, what are they doing? What are they planning on behind, you know? And you have to be very, very careful what the government's doing. If they're doing something illegal, which they do a lot, by the way, and we're conditioned to believe that what they do is great, always, in the schools and otherwise, be careful and find out exactly what they're trying to do here. And they just want they want to distract us, and they're doing that with everything that's going on. They don't want us to know what's going on. And the stuff that I say to you here on your program is something that takes a lot of research. And I'm telling people, get in there and research, and we'll go to our website. We have tons of stuff there, folks, at Rutherford.org for you to get aware, get knowledgeable. Knowledge precedes action, and start taking action. And
yes.
We need to do that today. You know, again, this country, with what I'm seeing today, a few billionaires, I've seen some interviews with them are saying that, listen, watch out for your money, folks. This country could start collapsing financially in other areas. And if that happens, we're going to go into martial law. There's that 2030 video, which I tell people to read about. The Pentagon put out for training. They said by 2030, they predict this country could collapse. They'll have to institute martial law. And they're already, folks, you know, they realize there are more federal armed agents than there are Marines in America, in our armed forces today, running around this country with the hollow point bullets and all the stuff they need. And, again, we don't have any of that. We don't have all that equipment and stuff. And fighting back against that's going to be very difficult. As George Washington warned, don't have a standing army on American soil. And here's another thing. They are in heavy into pre-crime now. When they're doing all this surveillance on everything you're buying, they're listening to you on your phone, on your TV sets, they're in heavy into pre-crime. They want to know if you could be something that could commit a crime.
Exactly.
And the Department of Homeland Security does threat assessments on homes across the country. And they go from green to red. If you happen to own a legal weapon, you're a red. Which means sometimes I've had cases like this where people have said, why were the cops so agitated when they came to my door? Because they have all this information.
They already knew. Yep, exactly.
Exactly what you got.
Right, exactly. Well, they're up in our business. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, this is what's happened. We have been lax and allowed the government to take over and steal our liberties away from us. And getting back to this issue of 2030, John, I mean, we're in a position at $31 trillion in debt. I mean, this is all very dangerous. You've got the petrodollar at risk.
Yeah,
exactly. Petrodollar is at risk right now. China's moves that they're making, they've made it real clear they want to be the number one superpower, leaving America in the dust. And meanwhile, America, thank you very much, Joe Biden and all the other engaged and captured elites by the communist Chinese, they're just rolling over and happy to turn over the assets and everything American right now to where we rely on communist China for everything, for our well-being, our sovereignty. I mean, this is unbelievable where we are right now, but we're on a dangerous trajectory, aren't we?
Well, China's buying up millions of acres of American agricultural land. They're going to be growing the crops. Watch out, folks, what you eat. And now they have three police stations in America, one big one in New York, where supposedly just for Chinese dissidents that escaped to America, they're looking to arrest them. And I'm going, why in the world would this government, the U.S. government, allow the Chinese to have a police station anywhere in America? You know, it's a communist country. They lock up people in concentration camps there. They arrest them for saying the wrong word. They have social credit scores, which we basically have now in this country, too, through Facebook and stuff where they cancel you if you say the wrong word or whatever, or you're a rebel or whatever they want to label you. And so, and listen, I don't see, you better get your kids up to speed on the Bill of Rights and things. Teach them to be rebels. Rebels are people who care about others and will do everything they can to help others. They don't have to be violent or anything, but they get out there, they speak truth, they take over their local city governments, and they perpetuate freedom. And that's what we need, folks.
Exactly. Well, John, I mean, where we are right now, like you said, we have to re-engage and get back to first principles and re-embrace the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, as you keep saying over and over again, how important it is for us to, you know, you say knowledge precedes action. I keep telling the audience, you got to own your own knowledge. Don't just listen to, you know, John and myself talking about it or 8-second sound bites that you know, pick up on television. You've got to know that you know that you know. You know, the government is counting on our laxness and our ignorance. And this is how they've been able to capture so much territory and put us in the position and rob us of our liberties, right?
Well, you know, what Hitler said, the best thing for a leader is zombie-like people or sleepwalking people. And we are sleepwalking in this country because we're so addicted. The average American watches 150 hours of screen devices a month. And when we're doing that, we might as well forget it, folks. Remember, Facebook, all those groups meet in the White House. They work with the CIA, the NSA. I mean, Carl Bernstein outed everything, the guy with Woodward, who took Nixon down when they found facts on him. Bernstein, when he started working on his own, said he was shocked to see that what he's working with New York Times, CNN, stuff like that, they were actually working with the NSA on what information is getting on the network. Listen, if that's true, and I believe it to be true, I don't think he's telling a lie. It's a good article, by the way. We've cited it before on our website. It's scary when you have the government controlling the news because they want you under control. And as long as they're feeding you the information, they're going to control you. And that's why at Rutherford Institute, we're always trying to put out the other information, which I believe to be the truth. And the truth sometimes is not easy to swallow, folks. But if you have children or grandchildren today, you better be concerned. If you really care about them, just hugging them isn't going to work. You're going to have to start getting these kids ready to go to be our freedom fighters for the future.
Well, this is something, to me, is a huge takeaway as a result of COVID, when we saw what was happening in the classrooms today. And, you know, these teachers being more concerned about pronouns and critical race theory, though they say they're not teaching it anymore whenever they're confronted with it. Oh, we don't teach that. Well, they are, but they just call it a different name. It's just like even in the military. Here we are. We've got, you know, the threats of the communist Chinese to the left of us, the Russians to the right, and Iran. And you've got, you know, General Milley saying, you know, the biggest threat to America is climate change. What? I mean, you know, it's so ludicrous right now that it's just beyond credulity here, John, that we're in this situation. So if we don't wise up, we're going to be overrun. We've got to, we've got to realize, again, go to first principles, realize what's most important, how important the family is. I mean, this government and this, this one world government that, that people are, forcing us into, it would seem, is doing everything they can to destroy the basic family unit of America today, because that is our strength. And we've got to refortify the family unit. If we don't, we're going to be so vulnerable, John. I don't know how we're going to be able to, stand against it.
It was families in the beginning in early America and other places that stood. They were the pack that kept the government limited, and they ran things. But they're taking families away today. Kids are floating away with their friends or whatever. There's no family events are disappearing. We're seeing that across the country. And that's being lost. I mean, I've read about historians who said how important strong families were in limiting the power of a government. And the other thing that we have to be concerned about is artificial intelligence, which is
absolutely.
Scientists just quit. Google said we created God. They were freaking out. They said this thing's going to be a monster. And Elon Musk has said it. He said, if we have an AI dictator, it's going to be evil. It will never die. It will control us.
Well, we're being set up. I mean, to your point, don't be distracted by all this stuff. It's almost like we're being corralled into this situation, and when its time has come, the AI noose is going to go around everybody's neck, and the infrastructure for AI will be so well established, it is going to be almost impossible to overcome, will it not, John?
It'll be impossible. I mean, it's going to be very difficult. We only have a few years, folks. I'd say less than a decade to do something significant for freedom.
Well, if you've got prognosticators talking about the economy collapsing by the year 2030, I mean, there's lots of signs right now we're on that trajectory. And some might even move that date up even earlier, right?
It could be earlier, yeah. In fact, I think AI is moving quicker than they thought, artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is all, coming hand in hand with government control and, with what's happening with the banking system. I think these are all portents, John, that get us down that road. What do you think? We got 10 seconds left. Go ahead.
All the corporations are working with the government. We're in a corporate state, folks. They want money and control.
You got it. John Whitehead, check it out, Rutherford.org, for more information. Thank you, John. Godspeed, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day.